Hello and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The state's experiment in running a school district ends this week. The Education Achievement Authority, the EAA, ceases to exist as of Friday. Its 15 schools will be absorbed into the Detroit Public Schools Community District. Let's look at its legacy and what we can learn. Bridge Magazine's Chastity Pratt-Dawsey has covered the ins and outs of the EAA since it began 6 years ago. Chastity, remind us again, why was this all begun?
You have across the nation states that have what are called recovery school districts, reform school districts. The most popular one is the reform school district in Louisiana. And the idea is when schools really can't pull their stuff together, the state pulls all of those schools from different districts that need help into one district. So the idea was we're going to take all of our least performing schools, put them in one special reform district and give them attention, resources, school improvement plans, and fix them up. And in a few years, if they're doing well, we'll send those schools back to their home districts to be basically administered again.
And is this how, did it work well in, let's say, Louisiana, other areas? Is that how it has worked out?
It's worked out somewhat in Louisiana. They do it a little differently. They've chartered most of the schools in the recovery school district in Louisiana. That's not the way that it went here with the EAA. And Tennessee has a reform district. They do things a little differently as well. So, I mean, the impetus and the spirit of a reform school district might be the same in different states, but the way they are administered, the way they're put into play are different. And here in Michigan, it was really different, had some problems from the beginning. So it's no surprise that it didn't work out well.
Break those down for us. What problems were inherent in the creation of the EAA?
Well, from the beginning, the idea was we're going to use an educational platform that had not been used in any urban district in any wide scale. They adopted a learning platform that they called Buzz. It was online. You were supposed to be able to sit a classroom of kids in front of a computer, and the computer would differentiate their learning. So it would say, oh, Cynthia, you need more help with reading. Chastity, you need more help with, you know, phonics or spelling. And it would give the same lesson, but, you know, curtail it to each child's needs. Well, it never was fully implemented. Teachers were never fully trained on it. After a couple of years, it just went away. And the other really huge challenge was the EAA started off with maybe 25-30% of its teachers being Teach for America. And these are teachers who are straight out of college. So you had a situation where the EAA, Education Achievement Authority, is educating students who need the most help. They're in the bottom 5% of schools in the state, but 25% or more of their teachers are novices. So you had the kids who need the most getting the least experienced teachers. That didn't prove to work out very well for the EAA either.
And when we say didn't work out very well, what did we see in terms of scores?
So over the past 6 years, you had 15 schools that were in the EAA. Remember, the EAA was supposed to be a statewide district. It could have grown to 100 or so schools. There were school districts across the state that vigorously fought having their schools placed in the EAA. So it didn't become a statewide reform district. It stayed clustered in Detroit with those first 15 schools that it started with. And so those first 15 schools that the EAA started with in Detroit, they were all in the bottom 5% in the state. And here we are 6 years later, only three of those schools have gotten off of the bottom 5% list.
And we got a note here. We had the state coming in and taking over schools in a district that was already under state control. Should the state be in the business of turnaround like this?
This was a double takeover. You're absolutely right, Cynthia. The Detroit public schools were already under state takeover. Then the state removes 15 schools and puts them in a state reform district. And neither of those experiments worked out well for Detroit. The EAA is, like you said, being shut down on June 30th, and those schools are being returned to the Detroit Public School District. And the Detroit Public School District, you know, after 17, 18 years on again, off again state reform, is, you know, still gasping and lost 100,000 students, closed 100 schools, is, you know, academically among the nation's worst. So the state of Michigan has a very poor track record in turning schools around.
So it sounds like the experts who say this is a train wreck, lackluster at best, are right on track.
Well, the state has dirty hands in this, and there's going to have to be a state statewide effort. When I mean statewide, I mean everyone in Lansing, from the tip of the Upper Peninsula to the bottom of the Mitten. There has to be some, I guess I want to say, mission to improve education across the state. All ships have to rise. We have one of the most mediocre and failing school systems in the state of Michigan, and Detroit is, you know, at the bottom of the list nationally. This is not just a problem in Detroit. It's a statewide problem, education in Michigan.
Chastity Pratt-Dossie, Bridge Magazine, as always, thanks so much.
Anytime.